Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of What You Talking About. This week, my guest is Abby Domit. After completing her rookie season at the CrossFit Games last year, she is ready and raring to go for the 2024 season. We caught up right before the Open to chat about her plans, her background in sports, plus how a career in gymnastics, cheer and modelling helped to shape her and deal with body image woes and changes throughout her life. Abby is an absolute light and this episode was such a pleasure to record. As always, don't forget to like, rate and subscribe to be the first to hear all about our new episodes and content. Enjoy! Abby, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for having me on.
It's an absolute pleasure. This episode is from when we're filming now, it's going to be a couple of weeks till we're out. So we will be fully fledged in open season. But as we sit here opposite each other on Zoom, it is open eve, as people say. It is the day before the 2024 CrossFit Open kicks off, which is crazy. How are you feeling? Are you excited? Do you get a bit nervous? Like, what's the vibe?
I'm super excited for this season just as a whole. I'm really excited to see all the progress and all the work that we've put in. I feel like I had a really good off-season training, not just the training. I feel like just a lot of like the mental game and the mindset and everything that we put into it. So I'm really excited to see how it all comes together. Mm-hmm. I don't feel nervous. It's the open. I just get excited because you get to see everybody do the same workouts. I'm actually in the middle of trying to convince some of my family members to do it. My dad says that he's going to sign up, which I've been trying to get him to for a little bit. And he's finally like, okay, I think I'm going to do it. So I'm really excited for that to happen.
I love that. And I suppose as well, because obviously this year kind of going into quarterfinals, like the top 25% go through. So it's for people kind of your standard, you're not guaranteed, but there's almost a bit of leeway, right, to get through to that next stage of competition. Does that make things a little bit easier in terms of, you know, you've got to kind of go hard at the open, but you don't need to like lay it all out there?
For sure. I mean, it's definitely not the time to be like, you know, full on peaking or anything like that. So I feel like most of us kind of use the open as a way to, you know, see where you're at. Like, we're all still going to be training really hard throughout the open. You know, you don't have to kill yourself. You're pretty much guaranteed that you're going to make it through. But you know, you're still going to try on the workouts. You're still going to, you know, it's kind of just like see where you're at and then be like, all right, you know, let's move on. Let's keep going.
Yeah. So the goal is not to win the open.
No, I mean, hey, if it happens, that's amazing. But no, I think most people's goals come much later in the season.
It is one of these like unofficial things, isn't it, that people mention. They're like, oh yeah, this person won, like I won the open at this point of my life. But it's like, I think when you get to a point of then like the games, is like, oh, that doesn't quite matter as much. This will be, correct me if I'm wrong, will it be your fourth open?
Yes, number four. So first one was in 2021. So 21, 22, 23, and 24.
That's crazy. And 2021 was like such an interesting open because it was at the time where no one really knew what was going to happen for the season. I know, like, it's weird because we just mentioned before we kind of started recording that it seems like that isn't that long that you've been doing CrossFit. But then when it's your career and it's something that you are so dedicated to and spend so much time doing, does it feel like it's been a long period of time?
Yes, like, because it feels like the time has flown by. But it's like, yeah, whenever it's your whole life and you do this, you know, pretty much every day, it does make it feel longer. And mm-hmm. also pretty much with most things that I've done in my life, like I go into these phases where I do something for a while and then I'm like, okay, I've done it. Let's do something else. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing that I've been like, oh, I've done this my whole life or I've done this for this many years. So I feel like it's kind of the same way, but even like CrossFit is something that I have been doing, or at least by the time that I think that I'm going to be retired or done with it, it will be a longer period of my life that I dedicated to something like this. Yeah. So.
Absolutely. And I suppose it's, you know, you have to look at it if kind of the quote unquote normal person works in a job for a certain amount of time, like it's similar to that, right? You're doing the same thing. Going back, because I know you grew up, you were a gymnast and you did cheer and all these kind of many, many things. Like, were you a natural sporty kid?
Yes, definitely. Always outside. I hung out a lot with my brother and just kind of like the neighborhood kids. We would all get together and go have races and go to the woods every day and build forts and just do all kinds of stuff. By the time I got into gymnastics, I pretty much did gymnastics all throughout middle school, and I fell in love with it. But I did start pretty late, so any huge goals I had, it's kind of seemed like the furthest I was but going to be able to get would have been college scholarship, which would have been great, but then some other stuff happened. We ended up moving to this town where the nearest gym was super far away, and I was starting to get burnt out. I had a lot of injuries, and the injuries led to all these growth spurts, and there was just a lot of change, and I was like, let's just step away and do something else.
Yeah.
But
it's funny because I think there's so many people within CrossFit that are ex-gymnasts and things like that. And it's crazy, especially starting at a young age, and even though you were maybe that like slightly older, the toll it takes on your body doing gymnastics at a young age. It's crazy. Like, do you still notice the effects of it now? Like, how did that affect you throughout your life?
I mean, it's something that, like, whenever I look at one day when I want to have kids, I don't want them to necessarily go and do gymnastics when they're super tiny, just because of the toll it takes and like just what it does to your mind and like the perfectionism and everything that goes into it. But at the same time, it's such a beautiful sport that I would want them to also experience that. Mm-hmm. As far as the toll it takes on my body, I mean, there were certain things that, like, for instance, I had broke my back when I was 13, and then I ended up having another back injury when I was 17, where the same bones broke, but the second time it was stress fractures. Like, they just didn't quite heal perfectly the first time. And then that ended up, it kind of affected me later on, like when I started doing CrossFit years later. And I just noticed I just didn't have a lot of that built-in core strength that I kind of should have had from the previous injuries if I would have correctly rehabbed and all that. And so it did kind of lead to some other stuff down the road and even early on in my CrossFit career, like disc issues. But I feel like I'm just so in tune with my body now that it's like, I'm so just like on the rehab. I'm very good at taking care of it. That I don't think any of those things are like forever issues.
Mm-hmm.
For me, at least.
Yeah. And it's like one of these things that I think when you're younger, I don't know if this is maybe like as women or just in general, but like, I feel like we're not really taught to be in tune with our bodies, if that makes sense. Like, it's not something that, well, it's not something you really can teach, but it's not until later in life that you kind of realize, oh, okay, this might be this and I need to rehab and all this. Do you find like looking back when you were injured or things were going on that maybe you weren't even like aware of them until they got too bad, in a sense?
Absolutely. There was definitely multiple issues where like, you're like, oh, okay, something's hurting. Oh, that's it. It's just hurting, you know? And then you realize like, oh no, this is broken, or, oh, like I have a concussion, or, oh, like the rib is out or something, you know, and just all these little things. And I don't even know how that's even really taught. I don't know if it's just like, even just like growing up, like you're always kind of being rough and hurting yourself. And it's like, you can't just take every single little thing as like a, oh, I'm injured, I'm hurt, like, let's go fix it, you know? Mm-hmm. But I don't know, because that's so important in athletics. And even just being a good athlete is about how well do you know yourself and how well, or how in touch with your body are you? Mm-hmm. And I mean, I see people who, they have so much potential and they're naturally really talented, but that's the thing that they're missing. They don't have that same body awareness and being like being able to actually listen to their body. And so it's like that's what holds them back, not being able to go as far because of how far that they push it and like going past that line.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And again, like being young, and you think you're invincible, right? Like, don't be younger, and you're like, yeah, it's fine, I can do that. And did you ever feel, because I know, I think different people have different experiences within gymnastics in particular. And I say this using that as an example because I've spoken to a lot of gymnasts. Did you feel there was like external pressures to be like a perfectionist, to be great, like within that like young gymnastics career that you had?
I feel like I thought there was a lot of external pressure, but I think the vast majority of it came from myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that I thought that the world was putting everything on me and there was all these expectations. But when I look back, I'm like, that was all me for sure.
Yeah. Well, that was going to be my next question. Like, did you get it from yourself? And it's funny, isn't it? Because it kind of, like, whether it be sport or anything in life, it kind of comes from nowhere, this pressure that we put on ourselves. Like, did you find naturally as a kid you were just quite like competitive and therefore you needed to be good at things and therefore perfectionist? Like, was it quite like something that was in you from a young age?
I'd say so, yeah. I feel like I was always pretty competitive. I was always the one who was like, oh, let's play truth or dare because I want to be dared to do something because I'm going to do it. Like, that was always me. Like, I always wanted to go and just do whatever crazy thing was happening.
I love that. I mean, and I do think you have to have an element in you, like, of that in you, of that craziness in you to, like, get to a point of being an elite athlete, because there's an extra kind of like mental step, I think, that it takes for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's almost something that's kind of just built in, mm-hmm. it seems like.
And kind of post gymnastics, were you, when it kind of came to the end, and I know you said that it was like a few circumstances of why that ended quite naturally, I suppose, but what was like the next thing? Were you instantly like, right, I need to find something else to fill that gap? Like, what was the next step for you?
So we were moving to a new town and I immediately was like, okay, well, I'm going to try out for the cheer team. Like, that's what I want to do. The town where we're moving at, their team, it was like a competitive team. So it wasn't just like going to football games and stuff like that. Like, they actually would go and do competitions. And I was like, oh, like, I'm down for that. Let's do it. And then I also started doing track. And so those kind of filled the holes.
Yeah. And going into cheer, like, because I think gymnastics is quite an individual sport in a way, but then you're in a team. How did you make the adjustment going into a team and like having to work? And I suppose it's going back and like not just being in tune with yourself and your body, but like a bunch of people around you too.
I mean, I saw it as like, hey, I get to keep tumbling and I get to keep jumping and that's what I want to do. The fact that I was able to actually be on this team of just really close individuals, I mean, they became like my sisters. Like, that was just so cool, you know? I mean, even in gymnastics, it's like that. Like, you're competing individually, but like when you're at practice, like you're like with your family, you know, like you're messing around, you're acting crazy. Nobody really knows what you're going through except for each other. And so, yeah, it's an individual sport, but I mean, it wouldn't be the same if you were just there training alone, you know? And then it's kind of like that with cheer. Like, yeah, I mean, you take the floor together, but it's really the days that you spend training every single day that makes up the whole experience.
Yeah. And it's funny because that kind of goes through like with CrossFit in a way, right? Like, it's the people that are there with you at silly o'clock in the morning, doing training sessions, etc. I just want to touch on really quickly, from being kind of a gymnast and a cheerleader, and I know you had like a successful modeling career as well, right? Like you've done lots of different things, but in terms of growing up and being like a woman in sports and then in kind of like commercial as well, how did you adjust to like, did you get comments about like your looks and your body? I assume like particularly putting yourself in front of a camera, like there's a lot that comes with that, but how did you cope with any kind of body image pressures, like if there were any?
I feel like as far as like whenever I started modeling, there's definitely a lot of pressure on the way to look in order to get jobs and all that. And so I would kind of just do what I felt like I had to. I feel like everything that happened during that time of my life really kind of helped formulate the way I saw myself when I started CrossFit. Because by the time I started CrossFit, nothing anybody could have said to me would have hurt my feelings at that point. Because I feel like that's already happened so much where it was like, I don't care. I got to the point where I'm like, I'm so comfortable in my skin now that, yeah, screw it. Like, I'll put on a bunch of muscle and do this and that. Like, I don't care what anybody comments or anything, because it's just that's already happened, you know, and it couldn't get any worse than that. So I'm like, here, I'm going to do CrossFit. Like, I'm just going to do the thing. And I also had a lot of support around me. Like it was my husband that first got me involved in CrossFit. And so having him here with me the whole time also really helped with that sort of stuff.
Because I think you have to, again, like you have to be a certain type of person to do modeling, because as you say, you are not that you should be subject to anything.
Right.
No one should comment, but naturally they do. Right. And I suppose you must have built up such a thick skin doing that. Do you think and I do think it is different for everyone, but with things like gymnastics and cheer, do you think you were almost like building that thick skin from when you started those?
I do think so. Cause there is so much of that in gymnastics. There's so much of that in cheer, and like any female sports, there's that really goes around a lot. Especially, you know, 10, 12 years ago or whenever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would say like it's kind of just the way everything kind of led to the next thing, to the next thing, to the next thing, to just kind of create what it is today. I couldn't have done it any differently, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes I look back and I'm like, oh man, like what if I would have started CrossFit like when I was 18 or whatever, like imagine. But it's like, no, because I needed all those experiences. And I don't regret any of them. So
I love that. So let's get into it, because you weren't 18, but it was a few years ago that you started CrossFit. You mentioned there your husband got you into it. Tell us the story of like how that came to be.
So it was COVID year, right? It was 2020. Anton, my boyfriend at the time, he had started doing CrossFit like late 2019. And he would just like rave about it all the time. He'd be like, oh, Abby, you should do this. Da, 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 da. And I would just get really annoyed and be like, no, like I don't feel like it, whatever. And then it was kind of during a point where I needed some change in my life. I was kind of finding myself pretty deep in a rabbit hole. And so whenever like all the COVID cases and everything was coming out, I was in LA at the time, and I was like, okay, before they start shutting down all these things, because everybody's like, you need to, you know, get on a flight and come home or like do whatever. So I was like, okay, I'm just gonna go to Texas before it's too late or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I went to Texas, which was where I was technically living at the time. I live here now. And so things started getting crazy and everything shutting down, whatever. And then for some reason, this gym was like kind of still open, like in secret a little bit. And that was the gym that my husband was going to. And he was like, hey, I signed you up for 3 months. You know, you don't have to go, but if you want, you can go. And I was like, oh my, are you kidding me? I'm like, I'm not gonna go do that. Da, 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 da. And then I start going, and then next thing you know, I'm like, okay, like, you know, let's go this weekend, let's go today. And then I'm like all into it. And he's like, wait, what? But yeah, I mean, I was hooked right away. So
I feel like COVID was, in a weird way, one of the best times to start CrossFit, because I think we talk so much about like this community that we have, and you walk into a gym and you feel super welcome. And whilst we didn't really have that in COVID, there was like so much support behind these gyms that you were kind of like, well, hang on, if people are really desperate for these to open, there must be something like magic going on behind these gyms.
Right.
Particularly if you had a secret gym that was open, because again, but it was, and I remember people, you know, I don't know what the, I can't remember the rules over there, but we had like, we were allowed to go out for one form of exercise a day, but it was like, yeah, the gyms weren't open. So you basically could just go for a walk or a run. It was like,
yeah.
But people started to realize how much the gyms meant to them in a way. Like, does that make sense? Like you kind of,
yeah,
finding it in that time where I assume it wasn't like a super busy gym and there was loads of people all around, because there couldn't be. I love that you still got hooked even during that time.
Absolutely. Like it, cause it wasn't, I just was never the type of person to be like, oh, I'm going to sign up for a gym or I'm going to go do a class. Cause I've always enjoyed working out. I've always enjoyed exercising, and I'd be like, well, I'll just go outside. I'll go for a jog, or I'll do a little workout in the living room or something. So I was never like, why do I need to sign up for a class? And then that was kind of, we started watching some of those like documentaries on Netflix, like the 2019 games and all that. And then we started watching other ones, and I was like, oh, wow. Like, okay. I mean, like that's what I want to do. You know, I was like, whatever classes, I want to like actually compete and then go compete against these people who are like the best in the world. Like that's cool. I'm that. And he was like, I think you could do this. And I was like, I don't know. He's like, no, like you could do that. I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah, it worked. Because obviously you had like, as you say, like an athletic background, you've done track, cheer, gymnastics, all these things. Had you ever like done any lifting? Had you ever picked up a barbell? Like, did you have any experience with that?
So my first 2 years of high school, I lived in Illinois, and they had this like state law where you had to take gym class every day. And then also if you were in a varsity sport, then you had to do strength and conditioning. So, kind of, and it was very different for the guys and the girls, for whatever reason. But I do remember there was like a few times, maybe it was like once a month or something, that we did like a little bit of stuff in the weight room. But I think it was like a 135 deadlift, like not much, you know, but it was like, okay, I know what the movement is. Like, I know what a deadlift is. I know what a back squat is. I mean, we didn't do it very heavy and we didn't do it with very good form, but I felt a male barbell in my hands.
Do you know what? Sometimes I always think like, maybe I should just use a male barbell because I probably wouldn't even notice the difference and I'll end up lifting heavier. So,
once I discovered the female barbell, I was like, whoa, okay. I was like, I like this a lot better. I'm like, okay.
It's like when you, I don't know, like the training barbells as well, when you like do a warm up with them, you're like, oh, I'm so strong.
Oh yeah. I was like, whoa.
I know, I love that. And I think, I mean, I am not a gymnast in any way, shape or form. But I always say, I feel like we should have a CrossFit Games for people that have never done gymnastics in their life.
Because like almost all of them.
Yeah. Because anyone that I speak to is like, oh yeah, I grew up doing gymnastics. I'm like, well, that makes sense. But did you find it helped when you started?
Yes, definitely. Just because just the body awareness, and just like the understanding your body traveling through space, that's something that I feel like a sport like volleyball or basketball, like that might not teach you that. Whereas like having to be like aerodynamic, like even I feel like track is going to help you much more than some of the other sports. I feel like swimming is going to help you a lot much more. You know, I feel like there's just like a list of things that's like, okay, how well can you move your body through space? And so I definitely think gymnastics helps out a lot, not to mention all the body weight move strength that you have to do. Like, you know, I mean, you're going to do a lot of pull-ups. You're going to do a lot of just holding your body up, and that's going to help a lot in CrossFit.
Yes, absolutely. So this was 2020, and then correct me if I'm wrong here, but 2021, you did the opening quarters and semis with a team, right? You got through to semis in 2021.
Yes, we did. I didn't make semis individually, so I jumped on a team. We threw together some people. We were all kind of like, yeah, let's do it. So we're a little bit of a mess, but it was fun.
Did you, and I know you said like when you started watching them documentaries, things you were like, right, I want to compete, I want to do this, etc. But that's like less than a year to get to semi-finals, right? Almost. So did you ever expect that?
We want to take a second to thank our sponsors for this episode, Bear Complex. From the offset, Bear Complex have worked with the highest caliber of athletes in the sport of CrossFit and are trusted by many competitors, including a friend of the show, Bethany Flores. Proving that even more so this year, they are the official grip sponsor of the CrossFit Games. If you want to get better and up your game with the best grips on the planet, head over to bearcomplex.com and use WOD24 for 20% off. Get better with Bear Complex.
Yeah, I mean that was pretty much right exactly a year. I didn't even know, like, I mean, I knew they're like, okay, yeah, there's this thing called the Open, and then you know, everybody does it, and then this, and then everybody's like, oh, there's quarterfinals, that's new this year. But to me, everything was new, so I was like, okay, cool, like that sounds fun. Quarterfinals, like, yeah, that makes sense. And then you go to semifinals, then you go to the finals, like, you know, boom, 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 boom. Okay. So I did the quarterfinals, and then it was like, okay, well, you know, didn't quite make it to the semifinals individually. And it was like, you know, that's fine. Like, why not? But then they're like, oh, but then there's like the team option. And I'm like, the team, like, oh, okay, like four people, like with the worm, like that's the team stuff, right? So I don't know. I was just going with it.
I think it's
But
a great way to do it though. Like, it's almost better not to know sometimes, I think, like with regards to it being like the new season, etc. But it does make a lot more sense now with like quarterfinals, semi-finals, finals, because there have been so many other options that just confuse people. So
thing, like I didn't understand like why people didn't like that format. I mean, that's the only format I've technically known, but I was like, it seems very logical to me. Like, why not? You know, I mean, it just seems very practical, but
I agree. I like it. It's a lot, especially when someone's new to CrossFit, you can explain it a lot better and be like, this
yeah,
is
it's
what I
easy
do.
to.
And that's all I care about. But kind of after that, I assume, like, did you actually have any goals set out for your first season, or was it again like just learning the season, figuring like see how you do? Like, was there any plans?
I mean, the plan was just do my best, you know, with what I could. I didn't, as far as numbers, I didn't really know what to expect because I didn't want to say a number and then, I don't know, be way off because I just had no idea. But I, you know, do my best in the open. I knew that they were taking 10% to quarterfinals, and I was like calculating. I'm like, okay, 10%, that's a, I think that sounds like a lot of people. So just go and just, yeah, just do my best. Like, you know, I knew I'm like, I'm not gonna make it this year, but you know, make improvements for next year. So.
And then that you did, obviously, as you kind of get into knowing the season and being into like CrossFit a bit more and everything, was going into 2022, which I then suppose in a way was your first like planned season almost in a sense, right? Like you knew what was happening, you knew what you wanted to do. Did you set yourself like goals and expectations for 2022? Which is crazy that was like 2 years ago now, because it feels like yesterday.
I know. I keep confusing the years every time. I'm like, oh, it's still 2020. Oh wait, no, it's 2024. Yeah, I did. For 2022, it kind of started in the off season, because I knew if I was going to get past quarterfinals, there were certain things I really needed to get better at a lot, specifically like some of the skills and my strength numbers. Those just needed to get a lot better, and like technical stuff, technique and lifting. So that was kind of my focus for most of the off season. But for the tail end of 2021, I was like, I want to just go and win some competitions. So I signed up for a bunch of like local comps, and I was like, I need to win all these comps. Like, that's what I have to do. I have to win everyone. And so I went and I signed up for these three, and then I won each one and was like, okay, like I'm good now. And mm-hmm. then there was this other competition that's in January. That's a pretty big competition. It's called TFX. It's more like kind of nationwide. And I had competed at it in 2021, but I did the intermediate division. Skill level wasn't there. The strength numbers weren't there. So I was like, all right, I'll do intermediate, fine. I was like, but next year I'm doing the elite division. Like, that's what I'm doing. Like, I have to do the elite division. And so that was kind of my next goal. I was like, okay, I need to go do the elite division. I'm like, okay, go do it. And then by the time the open comes around, I wanted to do better in the open than what I did the year before. And I did like a hair better, but I remember feeling so disappointed because I was like, oh, I thought I was going to do so much better. And, you know, I've been working so hard and this and that. But then I remembered like, it doesn't matter because all the work I've been putting in is for quarterfinals. Like that's what I have to get past, because my goal was to make it to semifinals as an individual. So we went, we did quarterfinals. And then like when I made it above the cut line and got my invite to semis, I was like, okay, like it makes sense. It all makes sense now. Like that, this is what I was doing. This is what I was working towards. We did it. Like, okay, let's go to semifinals. So I had some goals for 2022.
I think it's funny, like even the way you talk about it there, like I have to win this. That's the difference between you and people that are in your position, elite athletes, and then people like me. It's like, I'd like to win, but I know that's never going to happen. I just don't want to come last. But having that, like, do you find it accelerates like your training, everything around it, by having something to aim towards?
Absolutely. I mean, even just like my overall, like, purpose in life and like my happiness, like if I'm not like working towards something, then I'm just a mess. Like I have to constantly have something that it's like, this is my goal, this is what I'm working towards. And that's even something like how I even got into CrossFit, because I was getting to this point of like, I don't even know if it would even be called hopelessness, like just where I was kind of just like losing my purpose. And I feel like that was how my husband was able to see and be like, you know, he's like, Abby, you got to find your purpose again. And he's like, I signed you up. Like, cause he knew that was going to like spark something in me. He's crazy, but he knows I am.
I think that's such a key in life. And, you know, it's not the be all and end all if you don't have something to work towards, but if that's how you work and that's how you like live, then absolutely you should have something. And it doesn't, for anyone listening, it doesn't have to be the semifinals of the CrossFit Games.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. It's just, that's just what I happened to be doing. And it was like, okay, well, if I'm going to do this, then I'm going to do it, you know?
Absolutely. And so semis was the goal for 2022. Did you set your sights further than semis, or was it just like, no, that's this year's aim and we've done it?
I mean, of course, like I wanted to go to the games, but I knew that that was going to be very, like, it would have had to been a miracle for it to happen at that point. So like I went to semis, I had a really great experience, and I was just really happy when it ended. I finished like middle of the pack, but I knew, like, because at that time they took five from my semifinal to move on to the finals. And whenever they're like announcing the girls, like I was just so happy for them. But I was like, oh man, like that's gonna be me next year. And I was like, I had like chills. I was like, dude, like that's literally gonna be me next year. Like I'm like telling people that. Not strangers, I'm like telling my family
No, but
that. But I was
you
like,
can
oh
say
my God.
that now because it was like if that wasn't the case, maybe you wouldn't be admitting that, but it was. But again, it's having that added mental element of it, right? And having that determination and knowing, okay, this time next year, I'm going to the games, and that time next year. You got called up. Well, you didn't get called up. You earned your spot, very rightly so. Did you have the kind of moment like the following year, so 2023, when you do qualify, do you get this kind of like, oh yeah, I knew that was going to happen. I told myself last year that was going to happen. Do you have that moment?
Yes, like I really believed it. I just really truly believed I'm like this is just the way it's gonna work out. Like this is just how it's gonna happen. Like, and that's something that like when people ask me, like, did you really believe that you were gonna go? Like you truly believed it? I'm like, yes, like that's the way it has to be. And it's not just, oh, when the workouts are released or when it's like when you see the competition. It's like, no, like it's so far ahead of time that I like just had that so ingrained in me was like, I'm literally like 2023, I'm going. Like that's how it's gonna go. And so I feel like once it got to that moment where we had completed the weekend and we finished the last workout and before they were announcing everybody's names, like I had that like nervous excitement in me because like I knew deep down that I was good, but you're still like you still have a little bit of like I don't know. And I just remember I'm like looking at my coach and my husband and I'm like trying to like talk to them and they're just like ooh. But I'm just like y'all are such bad liars. Like y'all are such terrible actors right now acting like you don't know. Like come on, you know. Like I know too. Like we both know. I'm like, just give me a sign, just like some reassurance, because I'm like, I know, but like,
But I need to hear it.
yeah. And so then when I finally, like, when they announced my name, then I just like it was just like a relief, but like, I was like, okay, like, yeah, like this is exactly how it was supposed to be.
And you've done it, like, it's so impressive that you've gone, like, your first year in the Open, you get to quarterfinals, obviously semis with the team, but in as an individual, quarterfinals, the next year, semifinals, like, you've done the following year, last year, games. Like you've done that, you've improved one up every year. And that's to do that in 3 years is so incredibly impressive and just props to you for doing it. And also just for the attitude, because I think there's so many people that would be like, oh, I could never make the games in 3 years. Well, you could. Like you can. So.
And that's like even because yeah, I mean obviously in the beginning you're not just gonna like be able to see it so clearly. Like you do have to kind of just follow the process and but I don't know, I did my first like local competition in when was it? September of 2020. And I mean, it was a partner comp, and we did terrible. We got last place, but I was like, okay, like I really like this. I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna do this. I wanna do more comps. I'm like, maybe without the partner next time, but I don't know. So.
No, it's so great. And last year's games was such a fun one. Like, I look back and it makes me excited for like this season, because I'm like, oh, what are we gonna see? What's gonna happen?
So excited.
How was the whole weekend for you? Was it, again, like, did you go in with a goal in mind, or was it a bit similar to like semis the previous year, like you're just happy to be there?
Definitely happy to be there. I didn't want to put too much pressure on myself, just because even before the competition started, one of the girls was telling me like, hey, like, you know, this is your rookie season, get all the rookie mistakes out now. And I was just like, you're right, that's what I'm gonna do, I'll get all the mistakes out now. But it was definitely very stressful, I think, just because I was on the cut line for the first few days, and just that was just added so much stress. Like, you started putting so much pressure, and you're like, oh man, like, if I get if I get cut right away, why did like these, my family, like people who are here supporting me, like they paid to come and watch me, and they don't even get to see like this and that, like, I don't know, it just became this whole thing, and it just really messes with your head. And then I feel like by the time the second cut came around, and like, I knew I was going to get cut no matter what, however well I did in that last event, it wasn't going to matter, because I was going to get cut on the second, when they cut the field to 20. And so I remember just going back to the warm-up area, and I found one of my friends who's on a team, and I just sit next to her, and I just start crying, because I'm like, I'm so relieved that it's over, because I'm so tired, but I was so sad, because I was like, oh, like, I'm cut, like, damn. But at the same time, I'm like, man, like, oh, it's over, like, I don't have to do anymore, because I'm so exhausted.
I don't know how you do it. Cuts are a funny one, aren't they? Because I think from a spectating perspective and from a competition perspective, they do make a lot of sense. But from a competitor's perspective, are you like just kind of sat there going, just give me more time, like I can do more, I can, like, what kind of, when you, again, like, you know you're going to get cut, but is there even more of a goal? Like, were you happy with where you were sat, or was like, did you want more time to fight? Like, what kind of attitude did you have towards like the final day or so?
Well, I think that, so in the training that led up, I feel like it was going really well. I mean, as well as it can be for your first time experiencing that long of a season, which is just grueling. But I was really excited, because I felt like, you know, the training's going really well. But then I ended up having a little bit of a mishap, like a few days before we left for Madison, and I ended up having to go to the hospital, and I wasn't able to eat or not even drink water or anything for like almost 2 days. And so I was just extremely dehydrated, and I ended up getting super inflamed, and I just felt like I had lost some stuff that I'd been working. And then by the time we got there, I was just like, man, like, oh, why did that have to happen? Because I could just, even if I look at pictures of myself, like, I just, there was some sort of like inflaming thing going on, because I had to get this procedure done on my throat, and it was just like, okay, well, now that I'm here, like, I'm just gonna try my best. But before that, I was like, oh, like, I really wanted to make it to the last day. Mm-hmm. But I was like, hey, it's okay, you know.
And you got past the first cut, so that's something, right?
Yeah, I was like, oh man, if I don't get past this first cut, like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Like, it just felt like so much pressure. But I don't know, sometimes I like that pressure.
Mm-hmm. Is that, and it's kind of looping back to the beginning of our conversation, is that pressure that comes from yourself, or do you feel that there's external pressures as well?
I feel like I try to make up external pressures, but it's probably just all me.
I was talking to someone about this earlier. It's like, that's why we have therapy, because our therapist will tell us, no, no, you're some of the problem. you can't just
I am. Yes, it is me.
No, but I think, again, it's part of that athlete mentality, right? You have to have that bit inside of you that's going to put the pressure on yourself, because if you don't and other people aren't, you're not going to perform the same.
Yeah. It absolutely changes things. You know, what's the saying? The pressure is a privilege. So it's a privilege to have that pressure, you know, because if you don't, you might not go as far as you could.
For sure. Are they, and I guess hard to remember them all now, but of the last day, were there any workouts that you were just like, damn it, I really wish I could have done that one?
Totally. I really, really wanted to do that workout. I don't remember what it was called. It was like the first one on the last day where they're like jumping over the logs and doing ring muscle ups and like throwing the sandbags over. I saw that and I was like, oh, I really wanted to do that workout. But yeah.
And so coming in, like, as I say, technically we're a few weeks into the season, but on recording, we are a day prior to season. And you've already had a busy year competition-wise. Like, you had, you were doing Waterpalooza, and it was TFX you did again this year, right? So how, like, does that help doing them bigger comps at the start of the, like, I mean, pre-season almost? Like, was that a good start? Fun start to your year?
It was. You know, it was my first time doing Waterpalooza, which I heard from everybody like, oh, it's just such a fun competition, it's super laid back, yada yada. And then I went and did it and was like, oh yeah, like this is so fun. Like, you don't even really, like, there's, you don't even get nervous, like it's super chill. Everything starts later in the day, you can sleep in, and afterwards you just hang out. So that was super fun. And then I went and did Fittest Experience as just like a one last hurrah. It was like 2 weeks after WADA. So I was like, all right, it's close to home. I'll just see if I can get a last minute invite, jump in and do that. I think it's good to do it right before the season starts, just to kind of like a little pick me up. You know, you haven't competed in a while. It's good to just get out there and get that sort of intensity going, get the competition vibes. But yeah, and you can kind of just be like, okay, this is what I need to work on, this is where we're at. And you just kind of build off of each competition and just learn from everything and go into the season with a good, fresh perspective.
Yeah, I love that. And so going into the season, like, how are you like body, mind, all of it? Like, are you feeling positive, like excited? What's going on?
I mean, I'm super pumped. I'm excited. You know, I mean, we got the open, that's going to take 3 weeks. And then pretty soon we'll have quarters. Quarterfinals is in like little less than 2 months. And then after that, just train really hard. And semis, I'm really excited for semis. It's in Carson at the, I believe it's at the tennis stadium. So I'm so excited for that. I love that it's outside. I love competing outside. I just have really good vibes about everything. You know, I'm just gonna take it as it comes and just, yeah, really excited.
I love that. Do you have a goal for this year?
I do. I just know that this is going to be the best year yet.
I love that. That's a very good way of putting it. Before I let you go, because I'm very excited to watch your season, and I just also want to say thank you, because the positivity that you bring through is just so refreshing, because it can be a really tough sport at times, and it can be super hard. And as an elite athlete, I personally, and I'm sure anyone listening, will have so much respect for what you do. But the way you talk about it with such positivity and passion is just delightful. So thank you.
Oh, I mean, I'm not going to do it forever. So
absolutely.
Might as well do it all in while I'm doing it.
It's a very, very good way of looking at it. And as you say, like, it's seasons, right? You do stuff for a portion of time and then you move on. So I love that. But before I do let you go, I do have to ask you quick fire questions, which everyone has to answer when they come on the show. So firstly, favorite lift?
Snatch.
Favorite overall movement in CrossFit?
Favorite movements? Maybe burpee muscle up, burpee ring muscle up, or burpee bar muscle up.
No, that's a very interesting one. Did you see the guy that did 1,000 of them this weekend?
Oh my gosh, I did not see that.
I think it was 5 hours, 24 minutes, something like that. I'll send you the link. It's insane.
Send me that link.
favorite benchmark WOD?
Probably Murph.
Okay. Interesting answer. But okay.
I might regret some of these answers. I mean, that's like the first one I ever did. So I feel like I was like, wow, like, because it was like pretty soon after starting CrossFit that I did Murph for the first time. I did it without the vest, which was probably smart the first time. And I was like, wow, like, this is really cool. But I would say, yeah.
Yeah. It's a good one to see improvement on as well, I think, especially from like going from when you, and I'm sure you could do pull-ups when you start CrossFit because you're a gymnast, but for people that like start CrossFit as a complete beginner and they do Murph with like ring rows or something, and then they move on to kipping pull-ups, or you know, it's a very good WOD. My question for you, this always stumps a few people out, but if you were to go to the games on a dream team and you could take people with you, who would you have? It can be 6-person or 4-person, because I am rooting for the 6-person teams to come back.
Let me see. For the men, I would take, this is tough. Let me see. Probably like Brent Fikowski, because I feel like he's so knowledgeable and he's probably just a really good, he'd probably be like a good team leader type. Maybe like Roman, even if we can't communicate, I think we'd figure it out and he'd probably do really well. For females, maybe like Emma Lawson, just because she's so talented and good. Okay, that's 4-person. If it was 6-person, maybe I'd bring like Alex Kazan. She's also super good and just like strong as fuck. And then another guy. Who else? What's another guy?
I know. Is there so many?
I know. Maybe like Ricky Garrard.
Yes.
Because he's really fit.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, I think that's the most stumped I've ever made anyone, actually. Normally someone can pick like one person and then they're like, oh. But no. There's a good
I'm
team.
Like, that podium. Like, okay.
Basically just the podiums for the one from last year. That'll do.
Yeah.
Abby, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure to chat, and as I'm super excited to watch you and cheer you on this season. So best of luck and hope to see you very soon.
Thank you so much, Leah. I really enjoyed talking with you.